The way that every one of the false proofs manufactured by evolutionists over the 30 years has been unmasked has led evolutionists in the direction of new and even more shameless frauds. A recent example is the hoax maintained by one evolutionist professor for 30 years, and that only then came to light. The fraud was announced in an article published in the August 16, 2004 edition of the German magazine Der Spiegel. The report described how the evolutionary anthropologist Professor Rainer Proch von Seton, head of the Frankfurt University Carbon Dating Laboratory since 1973, had deliberately distorted the ages of several important fossils. The lies told by the professor, who was forced to resign as a result of this development, are still described as facts in anthropology textbooks, and the authorities admit that radical changes need to be made in order for these to be corrected. According to the findings of the Commission of Inquiry, Professor Proch had systematically distorted the ages of a series of fossils unearthed in Europe, portraying them as thousands of years older than they actually were. The scandal regarding the evolutionist professor went even further than this. In addition to what we have just heard, the British daily The Guardian wrote that the professor had also manufactured fake fossils. The Guardian account included a statement from the university saying, "The commission finds that Professor Proch has forged and manipulated scientific facts over the past 30 years. The fraud came to light when fossil specimens unearthed in Europe and claimed by Professor Proch to date back to the Pliocene epoch came into doubt. They were sent to Oxford University for further tests. The results obtained from the university radiocarbon dating unit revealed a complete fiasco, as scientists describe it. It was realized that a female skeleton Proch had dated as 21,300 years old was in fact only 3,300 years old, and another one to which he attributed an age of 27,400 years transpired to belong to an old man who had died only some 250 years previously. Among the fossils to which the professor had attributed false dates was Hahnhofer-Sohn Mann, which evolutionists had portrayed as a highly significant intermediate form. The false age attributed by Proch to Hahnhofer-Sohn Mann was 36,000 years. Proch declared that this fossil represented an important missing link in so-called human evolution, and the fossil went on show in the Helms Museum in Hamburg. The walls of the museum were bedecked with posters depicting Hahnhofer-Sohn Mann as an ape man in a completely fantastical manner. Tens of thousands of visitors flocked to the museum. However, the fossil was actually proof of evolutionist fraud rather than showing the validity of the theory of evolution. An enormous deception was being perpetrated. The truth emerged when the latest tests carried out in Oxford showed that the fossil, which evolutionists were presenting under an ape-man guise, was in fact only 7,500 years old. Hahnhofer-Sohn Mann was an ordinary human being who lived a mere 2,000 years before such civilizations as Sumer and ancient Egypt, who had nothing whatsoever to do with the fictitious ape-man depicted on the posters. Evolutionists manufactured a fictitious ape man from a human fossil and submitted this method, the true name of which is unequivocally fraud, before the public as science. Since evolutionists are devoid of any grounds apart from false and misleading evidence, they resort to all kinds of indoctrination, propaganda, and sleight of hand in order to keep their theory alive. As we have just seen, the way that evolutionists deceived tens of thousands of people by exhibiting Proch fraudulent fossil in a museum as evidence of evolution is one of the techniques in question. Sadly, evolutionists are still applying the same techniques and are attempting to impose the lie of evolution on public as if it were a scientific reality. Exhibitions of evolution held in many parts of the world are concrete examples of evolutionist propaganda, encouraging people to believe in an unscientific theory for totally ideological reasons by displaying false evidence of evolution. It is high time that the proponents of evolution realized that people are much more aware of such propaganda, which particularly targets children and young people, by mustering support from one section of the press than was the case in the past. This propaganda will no longer have the impact it once did.